time for a CBJ in 30 short shift. Here's Bob McGillin.
Tonight, the Blue Jackets have the chance to make history at Nationwide Arena. They could oust the Tampa Bay Lightning from the playoffs in the first round with a four-game sweep. No team that has ever won the President's Trophy has ever been swept in the first round. It could happen tonight. Or the Lightning could show up, and this series could go back to Tampa for a Game 5 on Friday. Who knows what's going to happen? And that is the beauty of sports. This is a CBJ in 30 short shift. I'm Bob McElligott. The Blue Jackets are very much hoping they can get the job done on home ice tonight in front of their home fans. It's very important to them. You'll hear from Cam Atkinson coming up here in just a few moments. But first, every game day, I get together with the Blue Jackets head coach. I go one-on-one with John Tortorella. Here's our conversation from earlier today.
Towards the minutes that Seth Jones and Zach Werenski have been able to give you so far in this series, how valuable have they been?
Yeah, it's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's been most of the year. It's playoff hockey. They want more. I mean, they've played a lot, but they want even more.
Having the days off in between games, how important is it for those guys to use those days, not just to take a break mentally, but to try to get that physical rest so that they're at peak performance? Or does it matter based upon the fact they're two young guys that just like to play?
They want to play. And to me, it's not physical. I think sometimes the players need to take a break mentally. You have meetings, you have to deal with you guys, you have to deal with the media. Sometimes you just want to stop talking about hockey. I think the mental part of the game on days off for a few hours, I think that's important.
How do you keep on getting the same results and the same structure, even though you have basically three of your defensemen out of the lineup right now? I know Kukin and Harrington have been playing for a while, but they've both been in and out. Then you put Adam Clendenning in the other night, plays his first ever Stanley Cup playoff game, and really doesn't look out of place at all. How you do it?
Well, I think you have to give them credit, the players, as far as handling themselves the right way. I mean, we're talking about our structure all the time, whether it be regular season or playoffs. But for new guys that come in, I think it's a little bit different. We give them a foundation of how we play, but we also want them to be just allow themselves to play. And so you have to give the players credit to stepping in and doing the job.
From the time that you found out who you would play in the first round, you and your coaching staff put together a game plan. And as a coach, you know this, you've done it long enough. Whatever the plan is, it's no good unless the players buy into it. What has helped the players to buy into what you guys have planned here?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we try to talk about, and forget about the X's and O's, is just believing that we're a really good team. We deserve to be here, and let's go. Listen, all the respect in the world to the regular season Tampa has. That's a damn good hockey team we're playing against. But once playoff starts, it's men against men. They're wearing a different color uniform. We're going to try to put the puck in their net more than they put in ours. That's how we're trying to go about our business.
Even though there's so much on the line tonight, and again, we talked about this before the last game, being at home and the outside distractions, you know, everybody that's going to be in this building tonight, they want to see a victory. They want to see a sweep. Keeping that same mental focus that you have any concern about your team in that area tonight?
No. I think that's where I think our team has really grown during a really crazy year as far as some of the things we've had to handle in the locker room. As I've said before, we talked before the series started, we play game one. No matter what the result is, we get ready to play game two. All we're doing is talking about these games as numbers. This is game four. We're going to prepare the same way.
You've talked about sometimes youth is better than experience because young guys have no idea. They just go out and they play. Alexander Texier, he's played five games for your team. You haven't lost with him in the lineup yet. He also is a guy that you can see Tampa paying a little bit more attention to him because he's earning it, but yet he still comes through in game three with a big play, entering the offensive zone up the wall that sets up a power play goal. Do you continue to be impressed with this guy every night?
Yeah. And I just the thing I'm impressed with him, and it's something I've always done as a coach, it's not the stats and it's not the plays everybody sees that a young player that made some really good plays. I like watching him. I watched him in practice yesterday. He doesn't even know I'm watching him. I watched him go in the middle of the ice when we had a warm-up and we stretched, how he interacts with players, how he handles himself. I think he feels he belongs here. There's no trepidation at all as far as how he handles himself on the ice. That's a really good thing to see.
And actually, looking at his minutes the other night, he had more than a Ryan Dezingle did. And I know Ryan's played well since he's come in here at the trade deadline. But what do you want to see a little bit more out of with Ryan?
More consistency. I think he looks really good in certain shifts than other shifts. It's just a little bit too deliberate. So there's been some inconsistencies there. I think he's a really good player, has to be a really good player for us. So I just call him as I see him as the game goes on.
George, thank you. Good luck tonight.
Okay, Bobby.
Business as usual for the Blue Jackets tonight. There will be no lineup changes, and that's a good thing because Brandon Dubinsky left game three late in the third period and didn't return to the ice. So there was a question as to whether or not he would be able to play tonight. The answer is he is good and he is in. The unfortunate thing is Marcus Nuñevara is going to miss a second straight game. That's why the Blue Jackets are not making any lineup changes tonight. That means that Adam Clendenning will remain in his spot in the lineup. Also, Dean Kukin, Scott Harrington, the other two of that threesome there, those three guys that are really, they're doing a good job. They did a good job the last game. Kukin has done a really good job in the first three games, as has Scott Harrington. But again, they're taking the places of guys like Adam McQuaid and Ryan Murray, and of course, as I said, Marcus Nuñevara. So they are not the first choices to be in those jobs, but that's fine. Nobody cares because they're doing their job. And in the case of every one of them, you know you're going to get 100%. You know you're going to get absolutely everything that they can give you, and then maybe even a little bit more. So the Blue Jackets don't have those defensemen tonight, but the Tampa Bay Lightning also doesn't have Victor Hedman for a second straight game. He is their best defenseman. He is out. There was also some speculation that Anton Stralman would be able to return to the lineup for Tampa. He did skate today, but apparently is not going to go. They had a forward that was injured with about 10 minutes to go in the third period the other night. That was Alex Killorn. Killorn is the guy that scored the very first goal of this series on a breakaway against Sergei Bobrovsky back in Tampa last Wednesday. But he did skate this morning, and apparently he is going to be a game-time decision whether or not he plays. Nikita Kucherov is back in the lineup for the Tampa Bay Lightning. His one-game suspension is over, so the Blue Jackets will have to deal with him. As a matter of fact, it looks like he might be on a top line with Anthony Cirelli and Steven Stamkos tonight. And Cirelli has a goal in this series. Stamkos and Kucherov have 0 points so far. Braden Point, also, who was really good during the regular season, had 4 of his goals against the Blue Jackets in the 3 games that the two teams played against each other. Braden Point also has a big goose egg when it comes to scoring points in this series. The Blue Jackets have to find a way to make sure that that is still true tonight. That trio of players being controlled is one of the biggest differences in this series, in my opinion, because they are some of the top guys of the Tampa Bay Lightning. They haven't done anything, whereas the Blue Jackets' top players are indeed doing something. Matt Duchene has 2 goals. Cam Atkinson has 2 goals. Artemi Panarin is laying out assists. The Blue Jackets getting scoring from the back end in Werenski, Jones, Savard. The Blue Jackets have spread it out a good bit, and they are getting production. They're also getting it on the power play. First of all, Tampa's not getting it on the power play, and they are having a hard time just getting power plays. They had 0 in the last game. But there will be major focuses on everything here tonight. I think the officials will be focused on a lot of stuff based on the sucker punch that Stamkos gave to Foligno in the last game, based upon how you get to game 4 and one team is really, really desperate and the tempers just start to flare a little bit. I think the officials will be more focused tonight. You've got to play a smart game if you're the Blue Jackets. You have to play the game you've been playing for the first 3. Tampa feels like in the third period the other night, they were able to get something back. They were able to find a little crack in the foundation of the Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets say no. They say that it was just them backing off a little bit and not continuing with the same force that they should have been, and that's why Tampa got so many chances in the third period. We're going to find out which team's lying tonight, quite frankly, because if you're the Tampa Bay Lightning, that's the way you're going to start period number 1, the way you finish period number 3 the other evening. You're going to sell out. You're going to throw everybody to the net. You're going to send shots from the outside, trying to get tips and change of direction in front of Sergei Bobrovsky. They feel that is their best opportunity to score, and it probably is. They are probably absolutely right. Can they do that? That's the question. Can they get through the neutral zone carrying the puck? Can they get set up in the offensive zone, and can they make the pass toward the front of the net without it getting blocked or somehow turned back the other direction? So those are the questions for the Tampa Bay Lightning. To me, the job is much easier for the Blue Jackets. Continue to do what you've done for 3 games, and you should win. But you're still going up against a juggernaut offensive team, a team that is now backed squarely into a corner. The only way they can get out of that corner is by fighting their way out. I look for them to do that by trying to utilize their speed and their scoring here tonight. The Blue Jackets have got to be ready. This will probably be the toughest game that they have played yet in this series. Cam Atkinson has played a lot of games for the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's played a lot of playoff series for the Blue Jackets as well. Cam, I mentioned earlier, has 2 goals already in this postseason after putting up 41 during the regular season. And he's just looking forward to getting into the building tonight and, again, soaking up all of the atmosphere.
Cam, you've been here for a long time. You played in a lot of big games. How much fun has this run been for you so far?
Yeah, you know, it's our fans have been waiting every year just for us to make playoffs. So it's you could tell the emotion and the adrenaline that's going through the building. And, you know, we thrive off that as well, and we're going to need that tonight. And we got to have our best game tonight.
And you live here now. You have a family here now. I mean, you are part of the Columbus fabric, so I'm sure you can appreciate it even more. And whenever you go around town, I'm sure you get asked about your job a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's no secret that Columbus is a sports city. You know, they just want a winning product, and we have to continue to, you know, put that on the table for them, and it's just a matter of time before, you know, it really turns into a hockey city, and it's slowly but surely doing that.
And the other night, from the time you guys came out for warm-up, it was like that. And I guess it was really buzzing during the Pittsburgh series a couple of years ago. I know last year you didn't win a playoff game, so maybe I'd just forgotten. But, man, it was – you could just feel it. You could sense it, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's – you know, I think you ask guys that have played in playoffs before and guys that you meet that played against us the last couple of years, and just, you know, they will say, like, this was the best building to play in. You know, our fans are just – it's like standing room only the whole time, but – no, like I said, we thrive off that, and we're going to need them to continue to bring the energy.
You are a guy that has 2 goals in this series. You had 41 on the year, but you do so many things away from the puck, and your defense is so good. And really, it's been the lockdown defense in this series that has helped you guys to get to where you are, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they're the best team in the league for a reason. A lot of offensive weapons, and I take a lot of pride in playing a 200-foot game. I was telling the guys a little earlier that I think I've taken a lot more pride in that, especially the last couple of years. And, you know, you need to keep the puck out of the net, and that's the biggest thing. And then playing good defense leads to good offense. So I take a lot of pride in my 200-foot game, and I have to continue to keep getting better.
Is it easier to go with this one-game-at-a-time mentality? Because ever since John Tortorella got here and you got good that year when you had the 16 wins, that was what he preached. And that's been 3 years in a row you've been hearing it. Does it make it easier just to lock into that?
Yeah, you know, that's what you have to do. You can't look into the past or look into the future. You have to stay in the moment, in the present. And this is game 4 for us tonight, and that's how we're going to treat it.
What's it going to take to get it done here tonight? Is it simply just doing what you did? They think they found some momentum in the third period in the last game. I know you guys feel differently. What's it going to take?
Just stick to our game plan. Every guy needs to elevate their play. We have to stay focused. You know, we're going to have to play patient and stay on the attack.
And how good is it that, let's say it doesn't happen today and it doesn't turn into a sweep, you're up 3-0. You still have a lot of time that you can go and get. You've got mulligans, to put it in golf terms.
Yeah, we're not looking at it like that. Like I said, you know, we're just treating this as game 4, and we have to be ready to go.
I hope you're standing at center ice tonight with a stick up in the air, just soaking it all in, Cam. Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks, Bobby.
That is Blue Jackets forward Cam Atkinson. They need him tonight. Offensively and defensively, they need him tonight. They need a total team contribution so that they can do what I just said to Cam. Stand in the middle of that ice, sticks raised high, soaking in all of the atmosphere and all of the energy from you, the crowd, the fans. That's what they need. They need to provide the effort and then soak it in. I think if they give that effort, they will be able to soak it in by the time the night's over. Game time is 7 o'clock this evening at Nationwide Arena. Plaza Party presented by Nationwide starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Come out. You don't need a game ticket to be part of the Plaza Party. Come out and be entertained. Have fun. Talk with friends. Talk to strangers who may become friends. You never know. Also, our pregame coverage starts at 6 o'clock on the Blue Jackets radio network. That includes the flagship station 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. Also, our network stations throughout Ohio and parts of West Virginia. You can get the game on your phone by using the Blue Jackets app or the TuneIn app. You can get it on your computer at bluejackets.com, computer or laptop, whatever you want to do. And if you're listening to SiriusXM Satellite Radio tonight, we are on channel 219. It's the Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning. It is game 4. The Lightning is either going to be sent packing, or we're all going to go to Florida tomorrow and get ready for Game 5 on Friday night. Which way is it going to go? Who knows? But we're going to find out pretty soon. That is going to do it for this CBJ in 30 short shift. Until tonight, I'm Bob McKelligan saying so long.